We're more hungry now than we've ever been, and this felt a lot like making a debut album again. Because after the success of the greatest hits, it allowed us to have a confidence in the band name and who the band was and how big the band was and how much people love the band. And that allows you to, up until that point, you constantly want to keep the band's name in people's kind of psyche, really. So when you know that it's kind of safe and your catalogue's safe, it allows you to go off and experiment with other things. And if you fail, you've always got that. But if you don't, then you find new things. And I think we found new things, thankfully.
How would you describe you guys as a band now? Are you the same? Obviously, the personnel has changed. We all know that. It's been well documented. Are you as a band, in terms of your sound and your ethos, the same now as you were 10 years ago when you first started?
It's changed a lot in one way. I mean, the ultimate lineup was obviously myself, Richard, and Stuart, and we all grew up together in a very small town, and that was kind of, an unspoken language between the three of us, and that'll never change, and that's always going to be the forefront of most people's, imagination and what Stereophonics was when we began. But the band went on to grow into different things, and we had our first, number one single a long time after all that, and success and other things after that. And Adam, who's in the band, has been, opening up for the band since day one, and Stuart knew him, and so the friendship with him is 20 years old. And Tony, who plays keyboards, he's been in this since the second album, so he's 18 years with us. So it's a lot of people within the unit have been with us a long, long time. So it's very much the same on, internally. I'm sure externally people have their opinions on it, but for us, it's very much the same thing, really.
Let's get to the new back to the new album. That's going to be released fairly shortly, Graffiti on the Train. I've heard it described by a number of critics already as a bit of a concept album. It's telling a story. Is that the intention? Is that what you went into it with?
We'd finished touring, and I'd had a bunch of songs on some tape recorders and on my phone and all sorts of things, but I hadn't really written any lyrics. And an incident happened at my house where there was I kept hearing these footsteps on my roof, and it was getting a bit disturbing after a while, because I kept thinking they were trying to break in my house. And after three or four times, I eventually was able to shout to them, and they told me they weren't trying to break in, they were trying to get to a train track, which was near the back of my house, and they were going to spray the graffiti the train. And it just kind of stuck with me. I don't know why, but it kept coming back in my mind, and I kept wondering why they would take so many risks to do stuff like that. And ultimately, it's for them to leave their mark on something, to express themselves. And I just started making up lots of stories around there, and the music was kind of going back and forth with that. So it kind of became, not a concept, but it almost became a soundtrack to a story that was being written simultaneously, really.